Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode, where we're diving deep into the world of untold stories and forgotten voices. Today, we're exploring a fascinating project that's uncovering the hidden narratives of women whose contributions to history have been overlooked for far too long. It's a journey that began almost accidentally with a casual conversation over coffee, but has since snowballed into something much bigger. It all started when I was catching up with Sarah, a college buddy who's now a historian. Over cappuccinos, she hit me with a thought-provoking question. Did you know there's a woman behind every forgotten invention? At first, I just smiled and nodded, not fully grasping the weight of her words. But little did I know that this idea would become a cornerstone of a new project, one that would challenge how we look at historical contributions. Fast forward a couple of months, and I found myself knee-deep in a project aimed at uncovering these forgotten women. The task was daunting, like trying to catch shadows with a net. Our existing methodologies felt outdated, like using a paper map in today's GPS world. I was brought on board to breathe new life into this project, and honestly, I had no idea where to start. My first instinct, like many in this field, was to dive into the archives. I was hoping to find some breadcrumbs left by previous researchers, but history, as you may know, can be quite stubborn. Traditional historical narratives have for centuries spotlighted public actions and power, often obscuring the vital contributions of women. It's why women make up a mere 0.5% of recorded history. I spent weeks combing through these archives, feeling like a detective on a cold case, frustrated when every lead seemed to fizzle out. Then, one evening, Sarah's words echoed in my mind again, and I had a true eureka moment. What if the key wasn't just in what was documented, but profoundly in what had been omitted? Suddenly, I felt like I had a new, more powerful lens through which to view the problem. We needed to explore the hidden narratives within and between the historical records. This shift wasn't easy, but it also wasn't something I could do alone. We brought in a team of brilliant data scientists to develop algorithms that could sift through mountains of text. We wanted to identify not just what was explicitly stated, but also what was conspicuously absent, the very essence of historical bias in data. We were teaching machines to read between the lines, a thrilling yet intimidating concept. As the algorithms worked, I felt like we were on the brink of a major breakthrough. But as days turned into weeks, doubt started to creep in. I remember confiding in Sarah over the phone during one particularly low day, joking that maybe these women wanted to stay hidden. But as is often the case, when you're truly open to it, serendipity struck. One of our team members stumbled upon a collection of letters by a woman named Eliza. Her name hadn't appeared in any of our previous searches. These letters were hidden away in a family archive. Never cataloged because they weren't deemed significant. Yet with careful examination, they revealed Eliza as an unsung innovator whose ideas had been claimed by her male contemporaries. It was an exhilarating discovery that opened the floodgates to many more hidden stories, reminiscent of efforts by the Smithsonian and other institutions to unearth overlooked contributions using improved metadata and digital tools. With Eliza's discovery, the project gained unstoppable momentum. We started unearthing more stories of women whose contributions had been overshadowed or outright stolen. Women like Rosalind Franklin, whose role in discovering DNA's structure was overlooked, or Lise Meitner, the mother of nuclear fission, who was never awarded a Nobel Prize. It felt like we were finally giving a voice to those silenced by history, joining a global movement to correct historical narratives. Looking back, there's so much I'd do differently. I'd start by embracing the idea that biases in historical contributions are as important to study as the contributions themselves. understanding why these women were forgotten is key to ensuring it doesn't happen again. I'd also lean into technology sooner, recognizing its immense power to reveal what's hidden beneath the surface. But what I'd absolutely repeat is the collaboration with brilliant minds like Sarah and our data scientists. Their diverse insights and unwavering dedication were invaluable. This journey taught me that the future of uncovering forgotten women in history lies in a dynamic embrace of both old and new methodologies. It's about knowing when to trust traditional archival research and when to pivot boldly to innovative techniques, like using advanced algorithms to detect historical omissions. And sometimes, perhaps most importantly, it's about letting serendipity play its part, being open to the unexpected paths a project can take. If you're interested in learning how we can better revise history to include overlooked women, there are numerous resources out there. Projects like the Pacific Matildas or initiatives by the National Parks Foundation are great places to start. The key is to keep questioning the narratives we've been given and to keep searching for the voices that history forgot. It's a collective effort, a continuous reevaluation of what we thought we knew. In the end, it's the stories we uncover and the profound connections we make with the past that matter the most. And I have a strong feeling that this is just the beginning. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let's keep history honest.